This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 161 for Tuesday, August 11th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
We're going to ink it up and talk Penn Show. See? There. Sherry, I didn't leave him hanging this time.
So here we are in the store. We are packing and pretty much...
Mostly packed,
and
we have a problem.
We
have way more box than car.
Oh well, we don't have to bring the vet if you don't want.
Did you see Ivan's comment?
It's coming. Anyway, so we're actually kind of a little bit ahead of schedule, which is great, and
we might get some sleep tonight.
We might, yeah. We're leaving tomorrow. Afternoon, and we will be in D.C. on whatever day follows tomorrow. Thursday
afternoon. We've been very lucky, and we've been able to get in and unload the car, which is a huge help. And then I think we're probably going to grab something at the bar and have a drink and eat some food. So if any of you are around Thursday, definitely look for us.
Stop by and say hi. We're going to have a couple of, we're going to try to keep this real brief because we still have a little more packing to do tonight, but we have a couple of real special things that we're bringing to the show that just came in this week or that we are getting at the show, and we wanted to let you know. Very exciting. First and foremost, we got it in late last week, the brand new Visconti Van Gogh 125th Anniversary Collection. I don't even have one to show you. Because they're packed up. Yep. Really, really nice. Van Gogh's 12 different paintings, and six of them are the Van Goghs that you're familiar with, and then there are six new paintings that are really, really, some of them are very, very nice.
With rose gold trim.
Rose gold trim, special 125th anniversary jewel. For lack of a better word, that sits on the MyPen system on the top of the cap. Special rose gold cap band with a tulip design on it. Really nice, really nice. So we're going to have those rollerballs and fountain pens. Really nice. Did I say they're nice? They're really nice. I like, you know, the funny thing is one of the ones I like the best is shoes. Van Gogh's shoes.
Pair of shoes.
It's a pair of shoes. She's the art person, so... it's a nice brown. It's a really interesting brown. It looks like sand. It's very calming and peaceful to me. That and Gauguin's armchair is really neat.
There are some really, really pretty ones. I have one Visconti. I may end up with two.
rose gold nibs, rose gold plated steel nibs.
They're really pretty. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want, you could buy the whole set, and they come in a special... with the discount, and you get a special, very nice Visconti style
it's
wood
gorgeous.
Box. It's very nice with the key and everything. So,
anyway,
that's coming, and maybe even the bigger news.
Well, that's coming with us.
We have that. That's already packed. And even the bigger news.
This we found out late last week, and I don't know who was more excited, Brian or I. These are cool. We were contacted by Atoya, the U.S. distributor of Sailor, and they are sending to us 31, count them, 31 pens that we don't have to be displayed and sold at the D.C. Pen Show, including 9 Machier, and I need to count them. Like every hour, like taking a head count of children, because some of them are going to end up in somebody's packet.
Yeah, the Machier is really nice. Dragonfly, deer, and the third one I think is butterfly.
They're gorgeous.
Very nice. I know with all the Sailor stuff, it's going to look better in person. So we have those, some interesting demonstrators, all sorts of cool stuff. So.
The matte black.
The matte black, which is different from the imperial black.
It's really cool stuff. We're very excited.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun. We'll have that, special prices on all that stuff. That's awesome. And then to keep up with the Japanese theme, we have
The distributors of Platinum will be at the show, luxury brands, but they do not have a table. So they are bringing some really cool Platinum pens to display at our table.
Do we know what we're getting?
No.
It's gonna be awesome. Know, and you're just not telling me.
It's so cool.
They haven't bring the Karakusa?
Anyway, we've got a lot of cool stuff that will be coming in from Platinum that we don't normally stock. And I'm pretty sure whatever doesn't sell will come home with us.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Awesome. So if you like Japanese pens, there's going to be – and we just got in today a bunch of new Vanishing Points. We're going to have a nice, pretty impressive Vanishing Point selection there too. So,
including the new pen, the pens with the new stub nibs and separate stub nib units. So we will have all of those with us. So if you order them online, you may have to wait.
And stub nibs come in what two configurations?
Rhodium and black, I believe.
Okay. Cool.
I don't know. We just got them in.
I could put one of those in my rod.
No.
You guys catching this?
Absolutely no. So, couple other things that we don't normally bring to shows. We are going to bring some of the Toucan ink, which some of you may remember comes in pouches. Not easy to display, but we've had several requests. So we're going to bring that and see how that goes at the show. And we are also bringing several bottles of each of the new Storia, the Sailor Storia pigmented ink. Just talked to a customer today. He loves the frosted glass bottle. So, hi, Mark. We'll bring those. We're also bringing the Platinum Mix Free and the Platinum Pigmented Ink. So, I don't know where we're going to put all this.
I don't know. I may have to take some of those Maquillage and put them in my pocket because I think that's the only way we're going to do it. So, really, there seems to be a Japanese theme going on here.
Last one.
We're also bringing, which is a really interesting pen. If you have not seen, and I'm betting that most people have not seen this pen, the Cross Peerless. And before you completely tune out, because I know Cross is not high on an excitement list for most people, the Peerless is the flagship line for Cross. Nibs are made by Sailor. They even make a zoom nib for it. So really, really nice looking pens, big pens, Mont Blanc 149 size. I mean, this is a big chunky pen. So really interesting. Come and check them out because you're really not going to see them. You don't see them online. People don't talk about them, but they're very cool pens. And we'll have those with extra nib units so we can swap nibs too. But yeah, so we're going to have a lot of cool stuff and some stuff we don't normally have, and we'll see what happens. So I'm excited.
In the chat, yes, Ira, we are going to bring the Anderson nibs.
Yes.
Absolutely. So let's see. We get in Thursday, and we're just going to unload the car, relax a little bit, which is a foreign word to us, and then Friday morning set up and just...
Now, Friday is not a public day, right?
Friday's a trading day.
Trading day.
So we can shop.
Well, sort of, yeah. We can shop. I think Friday, our good friend Steph is coming in, and we're super excited to see Steph. And if you don't know Steph and you haven't met Steph, you've got to come to the table.
Come by.
She's really a treat.
Steph's awesome.
We love her a lot. So she's great. Yeah, it's a little lower traffic. I think it costs, what is it? Is it 45 to get in Friday for the whole weekend?
I think so.
Which isn't bad if you're thinking about going and maybe you can get off, take a half day off of work or something, and you're going to come anyway. Come on Friday because it's going to be less traffic. It's going to be more time to talk with people.
More time to play with pens.
And what I always tell everybody, if you're coming and you're thinking about doing a having somebody work on a nib or something, walk in and find them first. Don't even look at any pens on any table. Go and find Masayama first.
And get on the list.
And get on the list. Because last year, I actually took a nib, a pen for Dave here in the store, And I signed up in the afternoon with Mike, and I think I was three people down, and it took 4 hours to get to the top of the list. I mean, we were ready to close up. I couldn't believe it. We were almost, I'm like, you know, I think I did it at noon, and by 4 o'clock, they finally called me. So find out where they are, walk around. They're almost always, they're on the outer edge, and sign up right away. Don't look at any pens. You got all day to look at pens, and then get that taken care of. I know Mike will take your phone number and they'll call you. Mm-hmm. I don't know what some of the other people
do,
but
most of the others do that.
Most of the other people do that. Okay,
but so. Mike and Amika will call you when it's time, but it could take a couple hours. So you definitely, generally, Mike is over. Where was Mike last year?
Mike was straight down from us, but on the other side.
Next to Franklin Christoph.
Right next to Franklin Christoph. Mm-hmm. You know, and actually they came up to me when they said it was my turn. They knew where we were, right? So, but yeah, you get that taken care of first, absolutely. And then come around and, you know, and look at pens. Because otherwise you may end up in a situation, especially if it's late in the afternoon. If you've got to go, you won't get in.
Yep.
So do that first.
And then, so Friday is trading day, and not even all the vendors will be there. So people will be coming in all day, and you could take a tour around the ballroom, come back to where you started, and there'll be different people or new people in different spots. It's kind of a very fluid thing that day. Knockwood, we will be in our normal spot Friday morning. That's why we get in early. And
which is, if you walk in the doors, about two rows over.
Two rows.
To your right. So you'll see it. Can't miss.
Look for the big black grid. Can't miss us. And then Friday night, we have a hot date.
We do.
We're doing dinner with H&K. Going to have an awesome good time.
It's going to be fun. Hopefully the weather's nice.
Yep. And
isn't there a PCA event? There's the parts bag lot something going on.
I'm not involved.
Friday. Okay.
I think there might be
a PCA.
I should know this.
Parts bag lot thing going on Friday night.
I don't think it's parts. I think it's PCA parts, members they're only.
They're decent. Yep. Decent-ish pens. So anyway, that's Friday.
Looking forward to the date. And then Saturday we get up and it'll be crazy.
So Saturday's busy. If you can get there. Get there as early as possible, and it runs all day. I can't tell you what time it but stops, because just people will literally be there all day, all night. So everybody should be there, including a full atrium. In fact, the atrium will be completely changed for sure on Saturday morning. And everybody, both rooms are going to be full. You got all sorts of, you know, Coles of London's going to be there, which we're excited about.
Mm-hmm. They're always there.
Kenro, and I mean, all the major people are going to be there. So
Tim's talking in the chat. It is not parts bags on Friday. It's just bags of pens.
Okay, so bags of pens. All right.
I guess we're just used to the first night of the auction being.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Anyway,
Saturday's busy.
Saturday night is the PCA auction.
I have to work.
Lisa's working the auction. So pen auction. I have no idea what's in there, but it sounds like there's going to be some cool stuff. Check it out. Get there early. Top secret tip, sign up and get an early number.
Because the lower the number, the sooner you pay
and you get out. So,
and I'm a hard ass when it comes to paying an order. So definitely do that. And then Sunday, if you're thinking about coming for the weekend, Friday is slower and Sunday is generally definitely slower than Saturday, but not always slow, but often you can find some good deals, or you can... It's funny, you see things on Sunday that you didn't see on Saturday, even though the same people are in the same places.
Yep. So in generally speaking, first thing in the morning is a little slower, and then towards lunch, after church, it gets busier.
Mm-hmm.
Then it slows down a little bit. So it's kind of ink testing tables. Those are set up. Those would be set up on Friday already.
Yes.
Usually. And then they go all night long. So if you have a urge at 3 a.m. that you need to go and test out a clot to Saphir,
it's crazy.
You can go down there, and there'll probably be four other people there.
Yes.
So
yes.
At 3 in the morning.
Best advice, if you listen to nothing else, if you ignore the advice to wear comfy shoes, if you ignore the advice to walk in, sign up for your NIB person of choice, don't ignore this. Do not, under any circumstances, fill your pen from those ink testing bottles.
Yeah, don't go.
I promise you, you will regret it. Some of those bottles are years old. Bob Johnson's always asking for new ink. In fact, we're bringing some. I know Kenro's sending some. I know Noodlers is sending some. I think Jay Herbin is sending some new stuff. But dip it. I think they provide Q-tips.
They provide Q-tips, and I think there are some dip
pens. Maybe some dip pens, but do not.
Just use those. I mean, all you want to do is get a feel for the color anyway, right?
Yeah.
So don't fill your pen with that.
No, it's scary. Some of that stuff is
unless you like ultrasonic in your pens.
Yeah, some of it's like sludge.
So, that runs through Sunday.
Yeah, and there's almost always somebody there.
What else is going on? Big events at the show. There's seminars, of course, mm-hmm. As usual. I'm sure Susan's doing her thing. She usually does.
Deb Basil's
doing some calligraphy classes.
Mm-hmm.
They're pre-register, I think. You got to sign up, and they're like four-hour seminars.
They're amazing.
One's on copperplate and one's on Spencerian. So if you've ever had an interest in doing that,
Deb's phenomenal.
She's a great teacher. She really knows what she's talking about. So you can check those out in case you get overwhelmed, tired of looking at the thousands and thousands of pens. But hope to see you guys. What are we doing Saturday night after the auction?
Probably at the bar.
Hang out at the bar.
Probably hang out with Steph and Jenny and Tracy and everybody else who's going to be there.
Okay.
That we did have some other excitement.
Really? What? I don't know. This is
your Band-Aid.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we talked about it last week. And
did we?
We did, actually. We did talk about it last week.
Oh, because it was last Tuesday. Wow.
It was last Tuesday.
All right.
Yeah, so if you missed it last week or you missed the post on the blog, yes, I did. I gave notice last week. I'm working on a week and a half left to go on my normal day job. And I want to thank everybody for all the positive comments I got from everybody on the blog. And the Penn economist, Jonathan Deans, appreciate the post and folks on Reddit and all that stuff. So we got a week and a half left of the day job, and then we're going to be here full time. And
together.
I was in the repair shop this weekend and trying to get that sorted out because we moved it from the house. I got a little bit smaller desk space for now, but
we have to share the office now.
We have to share the office. I mean, it's dedicated pen repair space now, so there's no computer. There's my personal pens on the desk. So there is less room. There's more room in that regard, but there's less room because I have less horizontal space. The repair shop's working out great, looking forward to doing the band. We'll do that every day. So, in case you missed it, that's the news.
I think it's pretty exciting.
It is exciting.
Mm-hmm. So,
and apparently, at the absolute right time. So. due to some changes at work. Anyway, what else we got? Anything?
I'm just looking forward to having all those pens restored and out of the office.
Yeah. So here's the deal. This is the deal she made with me. So we've got, we joke that we've got 1,000 plus pens in the to be repaired in the pipeline.
It's true.
And it's true, absolutely true. And so she started making deals with me to get these things repaired. She says, okay, well, you repair two slaughter boxes full of pens, you can have a pen. You repair two more, you can have another pen. And then there's another pen that I want. She says, well, that one's worth four. Specific pens. Yeah. They're very specific pens. I won't break it to you. But I'm like, okay, so I got to repair 8 slaughter boxes of pens to get 3 pens that I want.
96 pens.
That'll happen in 2 weeks. Easy, easy.
That's fine, because that means 96 pens, 8 slaughter boxes down. 1,000 more to go.
Oh, my goodness. So, anyway.
No, we're excited. And the house feels so much bigger.
Yeah, I can. My office is clean for the first time in 5 years. So.
Yep. It's very cool.
Anyway, what else? What else we got?
That we're excited to see Steph. Steph, I think, left already, so she's doing some sightseeing.
Yeah, she's already there.
Well, she's not. Yeah, she's.
She had a picture of the White House.
So she and they're doing some sightseeing and other stuff, and we're gonna see everybody. We're having a little ladies gathering. I guess guys are invited if you show up. But ladies gathering. Jenny will be there. Tracy will be there. I don't know if Shireen's showing up. But Julie should be there. Steph.
I think Shireen usually does.
Maybe. Anyway, just look for a bunch of ladies. Pass around pens. Sit down and join us. We usually get
guys are sort of invited, right?
If you show up.
You and me, buddy. We're gonna be bring the vet. And we'll...
Was it last year or the year before we got kicked out of the bar?
We usually get kicked out of the bar.
Yeah. So you know.
2 years ago, I think it was.
We'll have a good time. So. Guaranteed. And
yeah, I'm kind of starting to get excited now. I wasn't so excited a few days ago.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's been busy couple weeks, and the work has been crazy, and the store's been kind of nuts.
It's been good.
Now that I got all the pens. See, the thing is like the 2 days before the show that I dread the most is putting all the pens in the trays, because there's got to be some order to it and you got to price it, and I just dread it. And now that that's done, I'm feeling better. So.
Yep.
So.
No, DC's a great show. Busy on Saturday, definitely comfy shoes. Put your wallet in your front pocket. Ladies, don't bring a big purse. There is no room.
Yeah.
There's no room. And definitely come by and get a hug. I know Thomas has already been pushing the hugs.
Yeah, so I'm here.
Yep. It's a good time. And typical pen show etiquette. Ask, you know, especially with the higher end pens, ask if you can see it. But a lot of times you really just either want to just see it because you've never seen one in person. Or you're thinking about buying it and you want to see how heavy it is, how big it is, how does it feel. At our table, for example, we have a lot of testers that are inked that you can actually try before you buy, which I think is pretty much the only way to do things. With vintage pens, ask questions. If you're not sure what it is, ask the seller. It's the best way to learn. A lot of the colors are hard to differentiate. I can't tell the difference between, is it plum and maroon?
Well, yeah, plum's a tough color, so.
But
those are tough, I mean.
And, you know, ask if you can take pictures. Sometimes you've got stuff you've never seen before. Some of the people like Dave Ushkow and Roger Cromwell have stuff that is just to die for. So, just lots of cool stuff.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a lot of cool stuff. Is it last year or 2 years ago, our good friend Luis Lee from Portugal, he bought off of some guy's table for just a ridiculous amount of money, a ridiculous small amount, a Dunn Super Dreadnought. And I got a picture of it, and I think I posted it a couple years ago. But if you've never seen this pen, this is beyond real. It's got to be a foot long. I mean, it's huge. It's this huge thing. It looks like a nightstick.
And we have a picture of him, and he just has the biggest grin on his face. He's just
you know,
so excited.
And it was just ridiculous. He had it actually in his breast pocket of his sport coat. But, I mean, this is the kind of stuff you're not going to see at just any show. And it's a super, super rare pen, and this thing was in pristine condition. So, yeah, cool stuff. If you just look around and ask, and some of our good friends that we see at most shows are there, but some that we only see in DC are going to be there. So,
yeah, it's always just like a big family reunion, and you'll see a lot of hugging, a lot of handshaking, just a really good. Really good time.
I think Mike and Audrey are going, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah, I thought I heard something that they were coming. So.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah. So.
What else you got? Anything else? We're kind of keeping it short so we can continue packing and get out of here and maybe get some sleep tonight.
I think that's it. Just stop by the table, say hi. If there's anything that you are looking to buy and you're not sure if we're going to bring it or not, place the order online. We have two huge bags of Pen Show delivery stuff.
Boxes.
They're bags. I had to upgrade.
Oh, you upgraded.
Yeah, they're huge. But it's the best way to make sure that you get what you're looking for, including Ackerman or Toucan or
Private Reserve
or anything that we don't really normally. That's it.
All right.
See you there.
We will see you there, and we'll probably have some updates on the web as we are heading out there. For those of you who have nothing better to do and like 1 a.m, I'll be in the passenger seat tweeting. So anyway, I guess that's it. We will see you in a couple days. Other words, use your pens, write to us, Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram. We're now on Periscope. We haven't done anything with it yet, but give us time. All other social media is Anderson Pens.
Blog is blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Check out the social media for updates, new products, or events in the store. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope to see you in a couple of days. If not, we'll see you next week. Have a good night.